Vánoce na snídaní. Do práce on se odešel. Kohoutek brzo byl tak smutný, žádný domů se vybrkoval. Jak do kostelka byl tak klidný, slunezný se tancoval. Hospoda se ptal na kohoutko, proč tak smutný se zase dal. Zpívám brzo každé ráničko, ani živa to se zastaval. Kohouty si dávno tak starý, váš pěvák už je slabý. Jak jsou také manze moc starý, váš pěvák já neslyším. Utěká do potoky a nepočkajte mě na mě. Hospoda byl také smutný, on byl, že zpátky nebude.
Well, Rooster, we've been together a long time. I guess we've grown old together. I'll never forget you.
What a way to start the show off, and with that we say, Vítame vás and welcome to Czech Classics, then and now. Thanks for stopping by. Dennis Swatek here, broadcasting to you from the tiny little hamlet we call Taylor, Texas. Just about 30 miles or so northeast of Austin, just outside the city limits, basically. But that's where we're at, and glad to be bringing the show to you. Thanks for stopping by. Started things off there with the Rooster Polka by Joni Mikula, one of those great bands from up around the Dallas area. And we're going to continue on now. And I want to let you guys know about a cool little website I found. I actually got a package in the mail a month or so ago from Clarence Baccia down in Houston. And it's very nice, and inside, I'd completely forgotten about this, January, so even last year, we had played at the Bilmaraz Ballroom, and a friend of Thomas and Dave from our band, named Andrew Brown, is kind of a historian, he's really into the old-time music like Thomas and Dave are, all the different bands and everything, and he was wanting to interview Clarence. I remember hearing about it at that time. I didn't think anything much about it. And then, like I said, a month or so ago, I got a nice package in the mail from Clarence, and inside was a copy of a new magazine put out by Andrew Brown. And off the top of my head, I don't have it with me. I can't remember the name of the magazine, but I have a link on the webpage, or I'll just give you the address. It's Pine Grove Press. PineGrovePress.com, and it is a really cool magazine. I think it's like $10, but it's almost like a book. I mean, it's on real heavy-duty grade paper. It's long. It's not, 8.5 by 11 straight up and down like a regular magazine. It actually reads more like a book, and it's got tons of pictures. Some really neat articles in there, not just about polka bands, but just about old-time Texas music in general. Western swing, I think there's an article on some of the old Hispanic bands. Just really, really cool stuff. Even if you're not familiar with these bands, if you just like reading, it's almost like a history book. So, check it out. Check out the website and maybe order a copy. You won't be disappointed. I don't know Andrew personally, so it's not like a plug or anything. I just think it's a really cool magazine, and I think a lot of you guys would enjoy it. So, click on the link on the text page, and go check it out. And it kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about just for a second here about the show. And every once in a while I'll get emails from somebody saying, why don't you play this song? Why don't you play that song? Do you have that new John Deere tractor song? Which, you know, if you guys have heard that song and you like it, great. Personally, I think it's horrible, but that's one person's opinion. You know, that's why the world is round and there's 10 billion people on it, that everybody can choose what they like and don't like, and you know, we can all be happy and live together in peace and harmony, right? But for those of you who may be new to the show or whatever, relatively new, consider this show kind of like a history lesson. A lot of the music that I play is going to be old stuff. And the reason is 99% of the radio stations don't play this kind of music anymore. And just because music is old doesn't mean it's not good anymore, you know. I'll mix in some new stuff if I have it. Pretty much all the music I get was either, you know, copied from friends or, you know, I'm pretty much tapped out on that. So now it's just if somebody sends me something. And for whatever reason, bands don't send me music, so that's cool. I mean, if they don't want their music played, that's fine. I will always be happy. If I get a new CD in, I will definitely play it and give people airplay. But if they don't want to send me, hey, you know, that's fine. I'll stick to, you know, the good old stuff like I always have. But anyway, just, you know, keep that in mind. You know, it's kind of like a history lesson. It's I'll try to, you know, present a lot of the old stuff and kind of remind you about some of these old great bands that you just don't hear anymore, or, you know, maybe ones you haven't heard in a long time. So that's the way we do things on this show, and it's not going to change. So hope you enjoyed. You can always go listen to the other, you know, 100 radio stations or whatever that play the newest songs by whoever, and that's fine too. But this will give you a little balance. So anyway, enough talk from me. Let's get on into the music. In honor of the little magazine I was telling you about, here is some music from Clarence Boccia with basically the same people as in the Gil Boccia Orchestra. I know Vernon Droz on saxophone and some of the other guys, I can recognize some of the vocals. So anyway, here's Clarence Boccia, probably recorded in the 1970s or so. One called Lose Polka. If you're familiar with the tune The Jolly Musicians, it's the same song. So one called Lose Polka. Here's Clarence Boccia.
масла зеленим, а й подяборем. Красна пасачка овечки пасла зеленим, а й подяборем. День є губичко, мой ангелічко, красна пасачка заплакала. День є губичко, мой ангелічко, красна пасачка заплакала.
Music there from the great High Toppers Orchestra doing one called The Worst Heat, and that's W-U-R-S-T, so I guess some hot sausage there, maybe a little jalapenos in there. The Worst Heat Polka, and play that for all of you out there like me who've been sweltering in this heat, although we've actually been having some rain the past week or so, which is very welcome. My grass is just about ready up the ghost, but some nice little rain over the past few days, much appreciated. But before that, boy, lots of heat. I think we had about 30 days straight over 90 degrees, and it was getting pretty warm there for a while. But Anyway, for all you out there, especially up in the Midwest, maybe suffering from that heat, there's one called the worst heat. Go back and recap that first little set. Like I said, we started things off with Clarence Boccia doing Lou's Polka. Right after that, some northern music, a real nice, pretty waltz called the Whirlaway Waltz by Cousin Fuzzy. Ellinger Combo from down Highway 71 way, one called the Beautiful Shepherdess Waltz. And then the Music Makers from Dallas doing the Mulatta Polka, or the Young Girl Polka. And right after that, one of my all-time favorites, Al Grebnick doing the Linden Tree Waltz. I just love that waltz. That's one of those, that's a summertime waltz to me, because it just kind of meanders, you know. It doesn't have any set pattern. It's got some kind of weird phrasings in there, but it just kind of goes where it wants to go, you know, kind of like a little creek on a hot summer day. It just takes its time and, you know, does what it wants to do. But that's a beautiful, beautiful waltz. And like I said, wrap that set up with the High Toppers doing the Worst Heat Polka. And we're going to continue on now with the Cloverleaf Orchestra, another great band out of New Braunfels. And here's another one of those that just, it's a good summertime waltz for me. Just like I said, it just kind of takes its own sweet time, doesn't really have any place to go, and you know, it ends when it ends. So here's a real nice, pretty little Landler, one called Grandfather's Joy by the Cloverleafs.
muzyki, muzyki. Wy pięknie grajete, wyście mnie zespani, raście probudili. Muzyki, muzyki, musíte krásně hrát, já půjdu tancovat s tou, co mám tak modrá. Muzyki, muzyki, vy pěkně hrajete, vy jste věze spaní, krásně probudili. Muzyki, muzyki, musíte krásně hrát, já půjdu tancovat. Tou, co mám tak modrá. Ta moja domácí.
Oh yeah, there he is, the man himself, Leroy Matoka, doing the Muzyki Muzyki Waltz. And if you're familiar with that, it's basically the same lyrics as the Muzyki Muzyki March, but in a waltz style with a totally different melody. That's a real pretty waltz, so Leroy Matoka there. And before that, we started things off, like I said, with the Cloverleafs doing the Grandfather's Joy Landler. Right after that, Dick Rogers with a very spirited version of the Helena Polka. The Saddle Horse Polka right after that, a little more accordion music. And that's by Dwayne and Sandra Humlicek. And I want to thank Dwayne. He's up there in Kansas, and he sent me that CD about a year ago, and I had actually taken it to work and kind of got buried underneath some other stuff, and I ran across that the other day. So I'm sorry I haven't featured your music before, Dwayne, but that's a really cool CD, and that's a neat CD. That's another one of those family deals that I just love. Apparently, Dwayne and Sandra are brother and sister, and their father, Roman, had a band up in Kansas for many years, and apparently he was the accordion player in that band, and in the, maybe around 2000 or so, I can't remember, they had a family reunion, and I think they kind of surprised their father by both of them picking up the button accordion and playing it. But anyway, they put a CD out, which is basically a tribute to their father. And like I said, he was the accordion player in the Humlicek Orchestra, but Dwayne and Sandra kind of, you know, practiced on the side without his knowledge and then surprised him with that and recorded a CD in his honor. So that's really cool. That's so neat that, you know, that's one of those neat things about the music being passed down from generation to generation. And actually my son is starting band this year, playing the trumpet, so hopefully I can continue that tradition. My daughter plays the saxophone, and she's fantastic at it, so who knows, maybe in a few years we'll have the Swatek family band. You never know. But anyway, some cool stuff. A little more Midwestern music from the Omaha Brass Band, doing a really cool unique version of the Orphan Waltz. I've never heard that version anymore, but more than likely that's probably the real you know, authentic, the way it was originally written version. And then a little music from Dallas about 1960 or so. Charlie Adamczyk Orchestra doing the Arise My Darling Polka. And like I said, wrap that set up with Leroy Motoka. And so there we have some more great music. And we got more and more set left to go. And we're going to start things. I guess it's just kind of a summer show. Not really any particular rhyme or reason putting these songs together, but like I said, some of these songs definitely have that kind of lazy summertime feel. You just want to sit outside under a cool shade tree and have a beverage. Actually, this evening I'm going to be doing a little barbecue as the sun starts to go down. I'm sure I'll have a pivo or two and listen to the crickets chirp. And I guess it's kind of the feeling from some of these songs. Here's one that definitely has that feel. You just want to sit outside in the dusk when the sun's just barely visible and have you a nice cold pivo. Here's one from Adolf Hofner. Nice, slow, beautiful waltz. Just takes its time. One called The Red Handkerchief.
Ajce hněvá. Jeničky pere mnou jiný neobývá. A možná, že jo, a možná, že ne. A možná, že jo, a možná, že ne.
tvoji blesi poplujem dal a dal. Zelený haj a haj poplujem dal. Zelený haj.
Thank you. se díváš, ten, kdo se více dává, tomu svou lásku dáš.
The Dutch Masters, they're out of Houston, doing one called the Roaring Mountains Polka, real beautiful polka, one of my favorites. And backtrack real quick, like I said, we started things off there with Adolf Hofner doing the Red Handkerchief Waltz. And right after that, the Red Ravens from down in Schulenburg doing the Dreamboat Waltz. Little Fisherman out of New Braunfels from one of those live CDs recorded at the New Braunfels Polka Fest. I think 1998 was the year on that one. And another one, send this one out to Thomas Dernan. I know he loves this one. One called the Gray Mountain Polka. Got some nice clarinet work there. Ryan Winkler Orchestra from somewhere down around Fayette or Lavaca County. One of those really, really old kind of mysterious bands that recorded in the 40s and 50s and just kind of disappeared. One called the Italian Dream Waltz. And then a little old time for me, the Dance Hall Boys, and one off Dubina album that I always thought was one of my favorites called the Stone Heart Waltz. That's one I did an arrangement for, just a nice simple waltz, but always thought that was a pretty one. John did a great version on the vocals on that one. And like I said, we wrapped it up with the Dutch Masters and the Roaring Mountains. And so there you have it. Another show in the books. They're a little few and far between. I apologize. But, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll pick back up. Maybe they won't. Just kind of depends how I feel. But, you know, I do enjoy doing the show, so I hope you enjoyed listening to them. And that's going to do it for this month. If you happen to be around the Dallas area next week, next Saturday on August 13th, we're going to be up at the Czech Club. And then in September, we're going to be over in Taylor at the SP Hall on September 9th on a Friday night. And come see us while you can, is all I can say. You never know what's going to happen. So if you get the chance to see us, just come check us out, because it may be your last chance. You never know. So just come see us if you get the chance. Otherwise, listen to us on the internet. And we'll see you down the road. So that's going to do it. Until next time, everybody, take care. Stay cool. Hopefully, start getting some cool fronts in pretty soon and get that nice fall weather in here. And until then, take care, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.